This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Well, it's been a long off season. It's been a preseason. We haven't been around. This is our first one back on the podcast airwaves. We were trying to figure out, are there airwaves with podcasts? But anyway, joining me as always, he already looks confused. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
What happened to Satchel?
I still don't know
what it is, but where to go?
I don't know if it's real. I don't want to keep promoting it if I don't know it's real.
Well, that's fair, I guess. I'll take it.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, if you listen to us on Satchel, please let us know, because I don't know what it is. They just said, hey, you're on here now. So I started saying it.
Yes.
It made us
let us know and tell us what it is.
But anyway, so it's What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. It's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. It's been a long off season. It's been a long preseason. It's been a long training camp. It's been a long time without hockey. Real hockey, I should say. Coach Dan, how you been?
Good. I've been a bit busy. Had a bit of a change in the spring. Things are a little bit busier now. I have less money than I did before. How are you, man? How was your summer?
Summer was busy. Not too much to write home about. It's been a little rough year for me. I'm glad to be back behind the microphone. So I'm very happy to have some Caps hockey to take my mind off of other things. So I'm very happy to have the Caps back. And what a different team we have then this past couple years. I mean, one of the big drawing powers was, hey, it's DJ Oshie. He's back.
How did you know that? It's a freaking Funko. How did you do that?
Because I have one, and okay. It's not Ovi.
You didn't, like, it was just his head, and you were just like, that's Oshie. Like, holy crap.
Ovi doesn't have that wave that Oshie has on the Funko
when
Pops.
When I moved, I don't unpack the Caps ones. I don't know where my Ovechkin and Backstrom one. No, Holpe?
Holpe. Yeah, there's no backy.
I have too many Funkos at this point. I've had people come in and be like, what's wrong with you? But well,
they
I'm
should come
Caps
to my
ones.
House.
I even still have I even got an Arsenal one.
Now. Oh, hey, look at that.
Yeah, suck it, Drury. Anyways.
Currently, I have 322 Funko Pops in my collection.
Okay, I don't have that many.
I'm that guy. But, yeah, I've got Oshie, Ovechkin. Ovi's got a new one coming out soon, a Fanatics exclusive in the third
what?
Jerseys. Yeah.
Oh, God. The old, the vintage. No, I have to get that one.
The red one. And he's actually is smiling. He's got a gap in his, where he's missing a tooth. So.
You think when he retires, he's going to get that fixed?
They said, get it fixed once you retire. So, I don't know, though. It's kind of like his staple.
I don't think it's gonna matter once he's retired.
I don't know.
When is this coming out?
I don't know yet, but it's
coming soon. That's not helpful.
It's a Fanatics exclusive.
All right. Well, you talk. I'm gonna look it up.
All right. So this is kind of a different team than we have seen in the past. One of the biggest selling points from the team of last year was there's only a few people that left from the Stanley Cup year. This is a good thing. It's so rare that you get so many players coming back from the Stanley Cup winning team. This year, though, it's a bit different look of a team. We have some new faces. Faces to remember here, some new numbers to memorize. Has there been a player that you are especially excited to see as a Caps player this year that wasn't here before?
No. Not
well,
I mean,
that's good.
No, all right. So, like, well, because they didn't really, I mean, it'll be good to see Oshie back. Actually, that's not entirely true, but I don't think it quite answers the question that you were asking, because I'm kind of cheating a little bit, but I'm actually really excited in a way to see Carl Hagelin actually get a full, I mean, hopefully things go well so he gets a full season, but he gets a full season with the team, and I'm curious to see how he's going to do. So I'm a little excited for that part. Jensen, I think it'll be nice to see him actually get a full season with the team, given again, he plays well. And then, I know we're talking about this a little bit, but the backup goaltending position, depending on who that goes to, that could make things very interesting moving forward.
Yeah, so let's dig right into that. Of course, we know the number one guy is going to be Braden Holtby, at least for this year.
Who?
You know, he's a fan dumb. Favorite.
I was going to play along. That was stupid.
At least for this year, he's going to be in the net, but the backup role is still kind of up in the air. Currently, we are recording this on Monday the 30th. The Caps, they do have three goaltenders on the roster right now. We have Braden Holtby, we have Phoenix Copley, and then we have Samsonov, the Russian goaltender that our buddy Ryan Drury really loves. He's the number one prospect.
He is a fan.
He's the number one prospect goaltender in the world. And there's a big question mark about whether or not he's going to be the guy backing up Braden Holtby. What's your take on this? I mean, Phoenix Copley, he's got some NHL years behind him. I definitely don't think he's a number one guy, but he's a good backup. But with Braden Holtby's uncertain future going forward with this organization, it might be good to get this prospect up here in the big leagues so he can check out what it's like to be an NHL player.
No, I agree. And I think if the Caps have to look at it from the point of view of is having him, giving him the opportunity to see him in the big leagues by playing every once in a while, does that stunt his growth for this season? Will he grow more in Hershey, even though you may not be able to see what he can do? And another big part of that is, do you need to see how he can do? Because you're going into potentially into an offseason next summer without a starting goaltender because Braden Holtby is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent, as is Nicholas Backstrom. So I would not at all be surprised to see Samsonov get the backup gig and they risk potentially stunting his growth, however much that might be. It might be big. It might just be a little bit. But potentially stunting his growth, which I think, honestly, I think it wouldn't be that dramatic if they did it. You've seen plenty of young goaltenders come up and be the backup and then eventually take over that starting role. But I think they need to see what they've got with this guy because Holtby's very expensive, or he's going to be very expensive and deservedly so based on the market of what the NHL has done with paying people lots of money to play hockey. The reality of it is you need to know what you have going forward with Samsonov. And if you go into the offseason and you realize that your cap situation that you're already in trouble with hasn't gotten any better and you can't bring Holtby back, it's better to know that this kid is ready or that you need to go out and sign someone or pray that Holtby somehow takes a pay cut, which I don't imagine he's necessarily going to do. So, or his agent would let him do. So I would not at all be surprised to see Samsonov get the bet, which now that I said that he's going to get cut tomorrow being Tuesday, but I wouldn't at all be surprised to see him get the backup gig because they need to know what they've got in terms of letting Holtby move on, if it comes down to that. And I know that's kind of crazy to say, considering he's essentially a legend in DC and he's going to be elected. He'll be in the DC Sports Hall of Fame potentially before he even retires. But, and he's not, the thing is, Holtby could play another 10 years probably in the league. But he'll be going under, well, he's 30 at the moment, according to Cap Friendly. I don't know when he's turning 31. But either way, he's not exactly like old, but he's not young anymore, if that makes sense. He just turned 30. So, you know, you got Samsonov, he's 8 years younger. You'd have him for longer. So the question is, do you, I guess the Caps have to decide how much are they willing to put into their goaltender who already has a cap hit of 6.1, who probably could demand between 7, 8, or even 9 million, depending on how his season goes. And knowing that you have not the best cap situation, even at this season, they're already over by about a little over, I think it's just over 2 million. And I think right now the projected cap hit for next season, if I'm reading this correctly on Cap Friendly, is it's like $64.5 million. So they have about $17 million unless it goes up dramatically next season. They have about $17 million to play with, which is not a lot if you need to most of that would be Backstrom and Holtby right then and there if you're going to sign both those guys.
And then you have Oshie the year after as well. I mean, that's,
well, at that point they're down to just under $50 million. They have about $30 million. But yes, they still have to sign other guys. You can't just have a roster of like 7 dudes. Oh, and there's that other guy you have to sign after next season as well. His name is Ovechkin.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
He's got his own serial. I think he's got, you got to sign that guy.
But don't worry, Brandon. They've still got the Cokehead for another like 7 years.
Oh man, let's talk about that.
Do you like that segue?
That was a good segue. that we almost did an emergency show in the summer when that happened, but the NHL took their dear sweet time deciding what they were going to do with him. But Yevgeny Kuznetsov, after, I mean, it was a soap opera summer of this guy. Video surfaces of him with lines of cocaine in front of him after Russia lost the world championship. And he went, oh, no, I just went to a friend's room, saw what was there, and then I immediately left. You okay? And then the IIHF.
It would have been funny if he'd said that and then went.
The IIHF then comes out a couple weeks ago. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Before that, Yevgeny Kuznetsov erases everything off of social media. His accounts just disappear, which is another weird thing to do. And then a couple days after that,
suspicious?
The IIHF shows up and says, hey, you're suspended for 4 years due to testing positive for cocaine. So,
which is like slang for you're a dumbass.
So, he tested for it, so it's as if he had done it like right before going out on the rink, which is even more hilarious. But the NHL has decided to suspend him 4 games for that because they have no drug policy in the NHL for something like cocaine.
So, it sounds like they wouldn't have anyone that would ever be playing if that was the case.
I mean, from what I hear, that is a very rampant drug in the NHL, and that a lot of players do it, just they usually don't do it whilst playing in a world tournament like Yevgeny Kuznetsov. But I mean, I'm not trying to make light of the situation or whatever, but Kuzi only getting 4 games is, I mean, it's great for the team, but I personally think that's a little light. He should have gotten a little bit more than that. But hopefully, I mean, should he even be playing right now? I mean, should he be going to seek help at like a rehab facility? We don't know anything about. Is this a habit that he has? Was it just a once or twice type of thing when he was with Team Russia? We don't know anything, but not a good summer for Kuzi. I mean, really dumb, really stupid. This is unnecessary, uncalled for. He shouldn't have been doing it, and I don't know what else to say. I it's hard to support a guy who does something like that.
He's an idiot.
That's true.
I mean, I said probably a harsher word earlier, but no, he's a moron. I mean, the reality of the situation is when you are in a professional athlete or you are, to some extent, a celebrity, you become a role model to some extent. And whether you like it or not, that is the reality of the situation. You have responsibilities, and it's now become more of a thing where teams almost require, not almost, they do. They require you to partake in certain things so that you are getting your face out there because you're marketable. And for some players, it's actually a really good idea because you can end up making more money in, maybe not the NHL as much, but sponsorships and doing commercials. You'll make more money in the long run doing that than you will in your NHL career. Wasn't there an NFL player who recently retired? And it was a well-known player too, and I'm totally blanking on who it is, who spent none of the money he made in his contracts. He only spent the money that he got in endorsements and is now just set for life. And like his kids are set for life and probably their kids are set for life.
I mean,
because he was smart. Who was it?
I don't know who that was. I'm not sure of the athlete you're talking about, but I know Jay Leno, when he was on the Tonight Show, he lived strictly off of the money he made on the weekends doing stand up. He never spent a dime of his Tonight Show money. So when he left, I mean, he's still working now. He's on the sitcom Last Man Standing. So he's still making money, and he's got a car show on CNBC or something like that. So, I mean, he's still making money, but for the longest time, he never touched any of those millions of dollars he was making.
Oh, he's set forever. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so, you know, you get into this kind of position where you're a professional athlete and you have these responsibilities that come along with it. And to do something like that and then come out and lie about it, like you're not going to get caught. Once it comes out that something may have happened, you're screwed. You always get caught. It never works out that you're like, oh, never mind. Like, so you're going to get caught. Something's going to happen. So to come out with that lame excuse, oh, I was at a friend's house, and then I didn't do anything. Like, everybody knows. You're not slick. So he's an idiot. And it's the fact that he only got 4 games from the NHL is a gift.
Yes.
To the Capitals. Now, it does help them to some extent because they have some cap space, I believe, for a little while. because I believe he's not going to be playing until they play the first game on Wednesday, Friday, sorry, Tuesday. I think that he can play next week, like later next week, Thursday or Friday, something like that. But there's no other better way to put it than he's a moron. Like, this is just stupid, and there's no excuse. And I think he's probably aware of that, or he's dumber than I think he is, that you just can't do something like that. It's obviously not good for you, and it's not like he's by himself. He's got a wife and kid. Like, it's not about you anymore. You got to smarten up.
Yeah. It's very upsetting to see what has come of him, and hopefully, if this is a habit, he can kick it and he can move on from it. I don't know. It's really sad to see, but there's a couple other names that are kind of new this year. Actually, let's talk about a guy who recently got waived. He's a Stanley Cup champion, Christian Juice. He got edged out. I want to say his spot was taken by Jonas Siegenthaler. What's your thoughts on Juice hitting the town, you know, leaving, and Siegenthaler taking his spot? It seemed like those two were kind of battling last year, and Juice got the short end of the stick there. He had an injury he had to deal with, and he did miss some regular season time. And Siegenthaler came in and really showed off last year. So were you surprised that Siegenthaler got the spot, Juice didn't? Are you happy about it? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm not entirely surprised that it happened, because I knew this team was in some cap trouble, and I think they really liked Siegenthaler, especially watching him play in the postseason last year. He really made a name for himself with this team, and I think they definitely wanted to find a way to keep him around. But I think a lot of it also came down to the reality of the cap situation, and he was just more expensive. And then you have a kid, and he's 19-year-old Martin Fehervari, who they picked up in the draft last year, second or third round pick, and he's not making it easy for them to send him down, or he even go back to juniors. So he might make the roster going into the opening game, when the reality is Juice just, they feel like he probably just fell down the pecking order a little bit. And considering he has a cap hit of like 1.1, something like that, he was just going to be too expensive, and they're already over the cap. And if you're not going to play the guy, there's no point really hanging on to him. My guess is they're hoping, 1.25 million, they're probably hoping that he'll fall through waivers, and given his injury over this past year and he wasn't playing great last season necessarily at times, I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to get him through waivers, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he got picked up by somebody. But I think the Caps have a pretty deep defensive core right now in terms of guys that are potentially coming up over the next few years. So if they lose him, I think it's really unfortunate, but I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world, because, like I said, they have these young guys that are coming up, like a Fehervari, or however you say his name, and Siegenthaler, and then you have Johansson and Hobbs and a couple other guys, Lewington down in the minors, that might be wanting to come up and play pretty soon.
And the Capitals also sent Liam O'Brien down to Hershey. He had to go through waivers. Not really a surprise there. I mean, Liam O'Brien, he's been in the system for a while. Is that dude, is he just a lifetime AHLer?
Yes.
Seems like that's...
Not that we mean, it's just a reality. Like, that's still a pretty good life to have.
Sure, yeah. It just seems like that's the life he will be leading.
I mean, this is the reality of his situation.
Yeah. Let's talk about a guy coming back from injury. You brought up TJ Oshie earlier. Let's talk about Michael Kempney. He got hurt in the regular season last year, missed the entire postseason. Seems like he will be missing the opening night roster as well. But from everything that I've read about training camp and everything, he is kind of on schedule of what he should have been in what we originally heard in the springtime. And yeah, he's missing the first game. However, it doesn't seem like he's too far off.
No, it sounds like he's definitely missing the game in St. Louis on Wednesday. And then I wouldn't be surprised necessarily if they gave him Friday in Long Island off to have him play the home opener on Saturday. Give the kid Fehervari or Siegenthaler some more ice time, and then see what they've got, and let Kempney rest until next Tuesday. So you give him basically an extra week to continue to heal before bringing him back.
It's kind of interesting the first week if you look at it. So the Capitals have to watch another team raise their banner. Worked, you know, wonders for them in 2018 when they saw the Penguins do it. But it's the champs versus the champs up against St. Louis. And then on Friday, they're up against the Islanders. And then on Saturday, the home opener in D.C. is up against Carolina, which killed the Caps postseason dreams back to back this past springtime. So the Caps have two road games, and then they're at home in D.C. on the 5th. What do you imagine that crowd is going to be like on Saturday? Because, I mean, I never viewed Carolina as a rival. They were always in the division. But
division rival, but it wasn't like I said, you guys are terrible.
Right.
Like, it was just like, hey, we play in the same division, screw you.
But it's, I think it's a little bit more now.
I mean, the Caps didn't play well enough to be able to move on past them. So it's not like Carolina came out and took something from them necessarily. The Caps didn't play well enough. Like, I didn't go into going, the Caps got screwed. They screwed themselves in this regard because they just played really poorly. So for the most part, with the exception of like game five, the Caps just played like just good enough to win or not even close good enough to win. And that's just not what you can be doing if you want to go on and win the cup. And they, most of those players know that. And I think they just, people were talking about, they got burned out. They were just exhausted by that point, probably both mentally and physically. And hopefully a longer summer than the one they had before helped them get a nice recharge, come back, and they'll be ready to play. And I think going into that game on Saturday, I think if there's any animosity, first of all, it'll probably be against that Fogle guy. But then other than that, I don't really anticipate. Maybe after the first 10 minutes, it's just going to be another home opener hockey game.
Now, TJ Oshie has
– unless that one dude scores, and he's going to be like, I'm going to, you know, deck somebody.
TJ Oshie did say that he wants to fight Warren Fogle.
No, stop. You're going to get hurt again.
Should he just go over to Tom Wilson and be like, hey, man, go hit that guy?
He can go over to Wilson or he can go over to Hathaway. One of those guys can fight him. But Oshie, with all of his concussion issues, like, I don't think having someone purposely trying to punch you in the head is a good idea, dude.
No, I don't. Yeah, like you said.
Like, pass on that one.
Another guy that's kind of new to the roster here, you can't be happy. Ratko Gudas. I mean, you're not happy he got signed.
He's going to come out and be freaking amazing, and I'm going to have to eat my words from before. I have called him a douche so many times. He's going to, like, somehow end up meeting him and he's going to be like, I heard your show. And I'm going to be like, please don't kill me. I have a small child.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I mean, seeing him in the other team's jerseys in the past has not been something that the Caps have really enjoyed. So maybe it's better he's on our side. It seems as if the Capitals have made a strategic move to get bulkier. You know, a lot of it is talking about how...
in a league that's getting faster, they've gotten fatter.
I guess that's one way of putting it.
Solid plan.
Yeah, like I was saying, you know, a lot of these teams are getting faster. You know, the game is getting quicker, but it seems like the Caps are going, yeah, I know that, but I got an idea. What if we got
bigger? Well, wait, that doesn't mean...
Go for it.
Well, just because you're a big dude doesn't mean you can't be fast. Jason Chimera is over here waving at you being like, big guy and fast. I haven't watched enough of the preseason to say if these new guys are going to be like how quick they might be. Doesn't sound like they're very quick, but we also don't know how much they're going to be playing because Chandler Stephenson apparently stepped up his game in this preseason. So we'll see if he's going to push his way back onto the fourth line and kind of push one of these new guys potentially out. But you know, I do expect they definitely have made an effort to get a little bit bigger and a little bit meaner. And I think part of that is because Orpik retired and they still want to be able to make sure they have guys that can, you know, point at someone else and tell them to sit down. That's not just Tom Wilson because his reputation kind of prevents him from being able to do certain things.
Just looking up Jason Chimera. I don't think he's playing anymore.
No, I think he retired. I would, but it would cause my computer to like implode.
It does say playing career 1999 to present, but it doesn't look like he is signed to anywhere. Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent, so nobody's knocking down his door. So he had a good career, Chimmer. Come back here and be an ambassador. That's what
he last played for Anaheim. Yeah. I thought I read that he was playing over in Europe. Maybe not.
Maybe he is. I'm not sure.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyway, so you didn't want to bring this up, but I don't care. It seems like the NHL is partnering with Green Day for opening theme songs before games. Now, I am a huge, huge Green Day fan. They announced a two-year partnership. I'm very excited, even though I'm not a huge fan of the new Green Day song. American Idiot was one of the best albums ever. my opinion. But it's going to be great to have hockey and Green Day in the same place at the same time. Maybe these guys will be playing the Winter Classic this year. Who knows? What else should we cover in this show? We got any more Caps news?
Oh, you know, I'm curious to see how the bottom six is going to do, because they really did revamp that a bit with the signing of Leipzig. And I think we talked about this in the offseason. Hathaway and Leipzig, I think it's going to be interesting if Stevenson and Boyd can keep their spots. It sounds like Stevenson may have at least earned a jersey in the first couple of games. We know the roster has to be set by Tuesday, when this is likely coming out. So it'll be interesting to see who makes the roster and who's going down, because they still likely are going to send down a goalie. There was some talk of McClellan saying they might hang on to three goalies. If you're having cap issues, why would you hang on to a
last time we saw that was Adam Ernst.
But it just doesn't make sense. You don't have the cap room to do it, so there's no need. I think it's going to be exciting to see if he gets a jersey, get the kid Fehervari. It's got to be something like that.
Where is this guy you're talking
about? Somebody tell me how to pronounce the damn dude's name. Martin Fehervari. I've been making Game of Thrones jokes since he got picked, because he sounds like he'd be like Fehervari from the north. Anyways, that show did not end well. Moving on. I'm curious to see how he's going to do. And I think, you know, he can be one of those exciting, you're like, oh, this 19-year-old just made the roster and suddenly he's a star player, or, you know, going to be a star player, on track for it. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Kuznetsov is received when he comes back after the first four games. And then it's going to be curious what they do with this cap situation, because it sounds like they get some relief depending on if they decide to put Michael Kempe on long-term injury reserve, which means his cap hit goes away for the short period. Or I think they can also get cap relief for Kuznetsov being out, but he's only gone for a couple of games. So you have to figure something out. And then when you have $2 million, you're over, you're in trouble. So McClellan gave himself a nice little problem that he's going to have to deal with. And it's not going to be for this season, because he still needs to re-sign Backstrom and Holpe if they re-sign them both for next season. And if Samsonov does well, I think Holpe's gone. If Samsonov is showing really well during the regular season, I wouldn't be surprised to see Holpe dealt with the deadline.
No,
but I don't know. I think
he's the Seattle guy.
No, I think you move him out because you want to get something for him.
I mean, you better get an entire minor league team for him if that's what you want to get.
I want a minor league team. I want a freaking major league team.
Braden Holpe has been traded for the Toronto Marlies.
Yeah, right. And then I would be. I think Backstrom will get re-signed at some point during the season. I don't think they're going to let him go. Not yet. But yeah, this season is going to be really interesting to see what they decide to do. And I don't think this roster is going to be quite the same when it comes to late winter, early spring. I think we're going to see a move or two during the regular season, potentially before the trade. I think we're going to at least see one trade made within the next week and a half, because Kuznetsov can't come back until after like a week and a half.
Really, that quick? There's going to be a trade that quick into the season?
I think they have to. And it might just be someone like trading Travis Boyd. Like, I didn't say it's going to be like a massive trade, but I think someone's going to get traded because they're going to need the cap space.
Yeah, I mean,
because, like, even though they send Juice down, I think it's something like $200,000 still counts against the cap, something around there. $150,000 still counts against the cap's cap hit, because you can only send down so much. I'm not wording this very well. It's 9 o'clock at night. But the point is, they need to make some moves to get themselves some cap relief. And in order to do that, you have to move someone out. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a trade in the next week and a half, but I don't think it will necessarily be like a big name dude.
Interesting. All right. I don't know who they would send away. I mean, Travis Boyd, I guess, does make a lot of sense.
Boyd free you up a little bit of money. You send Copley down. That frees you up a bit more. I think right there you're about $2 million, probably. Or close to it. And then, one of the kids goes down. Or you send out a defenseman or two, and then you're fine.
Huh.
Wait, right. Hold on. How much are they making? Where did it go? Gudis is at 2.345, but he'll be here probably for at least the season, if not later in the season, if they're going to move him out. But I don't see them doing that. Fehervari's got a little over $800,000 cap hit. That's expensive. So they can get under by making some of these moves, but like just barely. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, that's one of the big things. That's what you always enjoy the offseason for, is what they're going to do, how they're going to move all this money around. So It's interesting.
Yeah, this offseason was kind of boring.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's why we didn't do any shows.
Until Kuznetsov said to be a cokehead.
Yeah.
Or get caught for it, at least.
So are we? Is that the show? Are we done? Or, you know, we're not really going down on the farm or around the NHL yet, are we?
No, well, there was one little bit of NHL news that both the NHL and the players decided not to back out of the collective bargaining agreement, which both had the option to do so.
Wow.
So it looks like there'll be no lockout for at least, I think it's 3 more years.
Give it time.
And then they'll probably have another one.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Give it a little while, everybody.
All right. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, it's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitol stuff now that they're back. When I'm not too busy at work or trying to keep my kid from stop crying just because he's hungry. Good. I need food. I can't hold a bottle yet.
So you guys have something in common.
He is so He's so lazy. Let me tell you, this kid, he's got to start pulling his own weight. 4 months. He can't do anything. Lazy. Anyway,
get a job.
I know, right? Jeez, start pulling your weight, kid. Lazy punk. Anyways, you find me on Twitter talking about Caps as well as Arsenal Football Club, the Bills, because I'm a disgruntled Skins fan right now. Got myself a Josh Allen jersey. That dude who hit him in the head is a douche. He's probably hanging out with Rocco Gudis. As well as all other sorts of sports-related things that come to mind that I might find interesting. That's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. And if you've enjoyed our rambling, go ahead and check us out on Facebook. On Facebook? At Facebook? However that works. On Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we post when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of things related to the Washington Capitals and whatever Brandon finds funny that's related to hockey. More or less. That's at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if, like I said, if they have enjoyed our rambling, where else can they hear shows where you might ramble?
Well, you can check out our archives. It's whatthepuckcaps.brandocash.com. You can check out all the past shows that we've done over there. They also are archived on Apple Podcasts, so definitely check out that. Like Coach Dan said, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Over the weekend, I don't know if you saw it or not, I was in Ocean City, Maryland, and I went to a new restaurant called Alley Oops, and it's an arcade slash restaurant, and they have, you know, one of those like hockey, I don't even know what they're called, the ice hockey like foosball tables. What are they called?
Bubble hockey? That's not right.
I think so. I'm not sure, but
the little
people on the ice, Caps versus Vegas Golden Knights. So reliving the Stanley Cup finals. So it was pretty cool to see that. And I know a couple of this is kind of cool. I knew a couple of the waiters there, and I've been known to take the Stanley Cup with me to watch Caps games. And I walked in, never been to this place before, and they're like, "Hey, it's the guy with the cup. Where's the cup, man?" So I'm
it is bubble hockey, by the way.
There we go. I'm Ocean City famous, so that's pretty cool. Definitely check that out. You can go over to our Facebook page, and I'll be posting pictures on Wednesday on our Facebook page as well, because I will be at Capital One Arena on Wednesday night. Even though the Caps are playing in St. Louis, I will be a part of history and will be attending the first live television production of All Elite Wrestling, a Wednesday night Dynamite on TNT. So I will be in the crowd for that. I will get to see the banner for the first time. And instead of seeing hockey at Capital One Arena, I will be seeing wrestling, but I will be sharing some pictures from Capital One Arena. So definitely check that out on Wednesday. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere you are social on the web or with your phone. Say, "I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck," and you should too. So to kick off the regular season, here we go. We're going to have four games until we talk again. The Capitals start off the regular season in St. Louis. They get to watch another team raise the banner. That game's at 8 o'clock. You can watch that on NBC Sports nationally here in the U.S. Then on Friday, October 4th, the Capitals are in New York up against the Islanders at the Nassau Coliseum. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on NBC Sports Washington locally here. Then the Caps return home to D.C. to take on the Carolina Hurricanes. That game's at 7 o'clock. NBC Sports Washington, you can watch locally as well. And then on Tuesday, October 8th, the Capitals are in D.C. up against the Dallas Stars. 7 o'clock start, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, long-term prediction. Are the Caps making the playoffs?
Oh, I have to imagine they make the playoffs this year. Unless things just completely fall apart, but they still have a solid lineup. They should definitely make the playoffs.
How far are they going?
Nope, nope, nope.
Come on. They're raising, nope. raising the cup again?
Oh, they got a lot of work to do before they can do that again. Then again, no one saw them coming or St. Louis coming.
They were the worst team in the league in January, and then they hoisted the cup. Anything can happen. That's why this is the toughest trophy to win, and it's the best sport in the world to watch. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. What's up, babes?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.